I was very much for Roosevelt, and when I was editor of the Texan, the editorials were very, very pro pro Roosevelt, and I never lost that. The only time that I was a little worried was the 1940 election. I knew I was going to vote for Roosevelt, but I went to New York and I heard Wendell Willkie make two speeches, and one a very small gathering down in the Bowery. And he was that night, and it still is today, the most charismatic man I've ever met in public life.
Is that right?
And I knew I wasn't going to vote for him, but he's the only person I have ever fought through a crowd like a tiger to just touch the back of his shoulder.
Really?
It was something I just had to touch that man.
Well, can you describe his speech or his...
Well, I went out to the Bronx Coliseum. He had just come back from the West, and they were delayed going on the nationwide radio. So for about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, he just ad-libbed, waiting for the signal. And he was a great big tousle-haired fella, just exuded warmth and dynamism. And he threw his arms out wide to this crowd of about 10,000 people and said, "I have just returned from the West, and the prairies are on fire." Well, he set that audience on fire, and he's just marvelous, really stirring the animals. Then the signal came that you're on the air, and he started reading his speech, and he was as bad as I've nearly ever heard. Just terrible. Mm. He could not read his speech. He stumbled and fumbled, and he was just awful. And but then he was going to speak at Columbus Circle and then go down in the Bowery to a little theater where every presidential candidate since Grover Cleveland had appeared. And so I caught the subway down there, and I had a Department of Public Safety press credentials. There was a mob of every nationality you can think of there, just the biggest melting pot you ever saw. And a big Irish cop stopped me and said, "Where do you think you're going?" And I said, "I'm going to into the theater." "Oh," he said, "that's what you think." And so I said, "I'm a press man." And he said something like, "Prove it." So I pulled out this Department of Public Safety card, and he looked at that, and he looked at me, and he said, "How'd you get that?" And I said, I'm a member of the press back in Texas." He said, "Oh, go on." So he just shoved me through. So I got into the theater, which was just jammed, probably 250 people in this little room. The stage was about 2 feet off the floor, and I got up within probably 10 feet of Willkie. And Willkie talked on human freedom and liberty, the meaning of liberty, an ad-lib speech to this melting pot of every ethnic group you can imagine. It was one of the warmest speeches, most touching speeches that I ever listened to. And the goodness of the man just shone out. So when he stepped off of this stage to go on out, I struggled through that crowd, just lunging through that crowd, and I finally reached out and just tapped him on the back of his shoulder blade. And I knew all the time I was going to vote for Roosevelt. But he had that kind of a background and personality.